Wake Me Up is made possible thanks to the generous support of our premium members and our sponsors. If you'd like to listen to Wake Me Up ad-free, get access to the entire catalog and bonus episodes, then check out Wake Me Up Premium. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out before you commit. Now, before our episode begins, here's a quick word from today's sponsors. Hey there. Welcome to Wake Me Up and to this guided gratitude meditation in which you'll cultivate the garden of your life. Just like in a garden, things in your life tend to grow when you put your time, energy, and resources into them. So as you find a comfortable position that you'd like to meditate in, think about the things you want to cultivate in the garden of your life. And once you've found that comfortable position, just allow yourself to relax. Take a nice deep breath in, filling all the way up through your chest and your belly. Hold at the top. And then exhale, release, and gently go ahead and close your eyes. Take this first moment just to settle deeper into a meditative state. Allow yourself to relax. Softening your face. Dropping your jaw. And relaxing your shoulders down. And as you continue to relax deeper and deeper, you can begin to visualize yourself in a beautiful garden. And that garden can be in any way that you like it to be. Because this garden is the garden of your own life. Notice what's already growing and thriving. What aspects of your life, of your garden, are doing well at this moment in time? Maybe they're in season right now. Or perhaps you've devoted extra special care and time to them. And these things might be hobbies or relationships. They might be personal skills that you're developing. It might be a career or a home. Whatever those things are in your life that are going well, that are already growing, and that you're grateful for, take a moment with each one just to express your appreciation. They bring so much beauty to this garden and so much joy to your life. Observe the beauty that you've already created here. Indeed, it's a special place already. But in your garden, there's always more room to grow. So think about something else that you'd like to cultivate in the garden of your life. Perhaps it's a new skill, a relationship, or a personal goal. Whatever it is for you, visualize it as a seed, ready to sprout, grow, and thrive with the help of your care and attention. Find a spot in this garden for that new seed, a special spot that's just right for it. Once you've found that spot, imagine planting that seed safely in the ground. Using your own energy to provide it with water, to make sure that it's well tended. And watch as it slowly grows bigger and bigger. It becomes an intricate part of this beautiful garden, such that the garden wouldn't really be the same anymore if it weren't there. And with the growth of this new seed, this new plant, this new aspect of your life, it allows the whole garden to evolve in new and better ways. New life is attracted to the garden. Different bugs and birds arrive to pollinate. And through this process, you begin to realize that the more love and care and appreciation you give to your garden, the more it has to give back to you. Now take one more moment just to tend to each and every corner of this garden. And all you need to do to accomplish that is spend 1 second with each important part of your garden, each important part of your life. Those key relationships. Those important goals. Those hobbies and activities that make you feel joy. just take one moment to figuratively tend to those plants. One by one, showing them love, care, and appreciation. And recognizing that when you show them this care and appreciation, they thrive and they return those good things back to you. All right, it's about time to wrap up our meditation now. So begin to bring yourself back. Notice whatever's supporting your body, whether that's a chair, the floor, or something else. Notice any sounds going on around you. And take one final deep breath in, the deepest breath you've taken yet today. Hold at the top. And then exhale, release. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, gather yourself, and come out of that. Well, my friend, I hope you're feeling refreshed and full of gratitude after that meditation. Remember what I said at the beginning of this episode. Just like in a garden, things in your life tend to grow when you put your time, energy, care, and resources into them. So if you hope something will bring you joy, whether it's a relationship or an activity or a job, show love and appreciation to that thing first. Good things tend to come back around. Every flower in your garden, every achievement in your life, they all started as a tiny seed. With care, attention, and gratitude, you will grow a beautiful garden of life. Now, I encourage you to come back and repeat this episode often. Be a good gardener of your own life. Don't neglect those things that make your life worth living. But that's all for now. I'm so glad you joined me here today. If you're enjoying Wake Me Up, then it would mean a lot if you took 1 second just to make sure that you're subscribed to the show wherever you listen. Believe it or not, only about a quarter of the people who listen to Wake Me Up regularly are subscribed. And just by you taking a second to do that really helps me and the channel out. So I appreciate it a lot. And of course, I'd love it if you left a comment or review just to let me know what you're growing in your gratitude garden. Now, I hope to see you back here soon on Wake Me Up. And until next time, go out and have an absolutely fantastic day.